Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, what is the ruling on suicide bombing? What a nice way to go. Wrap yourself with bombs and everything goes. What's the ruling on that? People say that this is jihad. Others say that this is terrorism. What is the most authentic opinion? Well, any Muslim being objective, referring to the Quran and Sunnah, would answer this question easily. But the problem is when people come and give you a comparison and say, what's the ruling on having my weaponry and my Kalashnikov, my M16, my Uzi, my MP5, all these guns, and I go into a group of soldiers, of disbelievers, and I fight with them, they fight with me, and they put like 100 holes in my body and I die. What's the ruling on that? This is martyrdom. You are a shaheed. He said, yes, but they are the one who killed me, and I threw myself, I'm only one. Nevertheless, you are shaheed. They are the enemies of Allah, and you are fighting a just cause. One says, okay, what's the difference if I throw myself into them, and then I blow up myself, killing them with me? There is a big difference. In the first scenario, who killed you? The kuffar, the disbelievers, killed you. You're a martyr. In the second scenario, who killed you? I'm the one who detonated it. I'm the one who killed myself. Then you are committing suicide. Yes, Sheikh, but I killed 50 of them. You are the killer of yourself. You've committed suicide. Not only that, what is the ruling of discriminate killing in Islam? The Prophet, when he sent alayhi salatu wasalam, an expedition, he would say, do not kill a woman. Do not kill a child. Do not kill an elderly. Do not kill a man of religion, a priest or a monk. So when you go, who are you targeting by your attack? A group of soldiers, enemy soldiers, a military base? Said, no, a pizza store or a mall or a bus. This is not permissible. This is, besides suicide, you are actually killing innocent people. Therefore, there isn't anything as such suicide bombing. This is suicide, whether it's bombing or drinking poison or whatever you do, this is suicide. And this is the opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, and all the great scholars of Islam. It is not permissible to fight the enemy in such sins and in such ways that Islam does not approve of. And if this is forbidden in jihad, in a cause that is legitimate, it is worthy of being forbidden in lesser silly things. I get calls, Sheikh, I am depressed. I don't have any hope in life. I'd like to kill myself. Why? He said, my girlfriend has left me. I said, okay, go ahead, akhi. You deserve that. Astaghfirullah. You're doing a sin to escape depression? This shows you how people are so away from Allah and have no iman. When you kill yourself, you'll go to a better place or to a worse place. What could be worse than hellfire? So if you have debts, if you have illnesses, if you have problems, if your mother and father are fighting, if you are so poor and crippled and handicapped and everything, if you kill yourself, do you think these problems are anything close or equivalent to the punishment in the grave or the punishment in hellfire? It's nothing. And therefore, no one resorts to this except people who have no iman. And the sunnah is, if a person kills himself, that the imam does not pray funeral prayer on him, the ruler, the imam. And who prays funeral prayer for him? Any imam, but not the imam. The imam should walk away to signify and to make it clear to the people that this is a serious crime, that the one who killed himself is not worthy of the imam praying on him. So, do you have any questions or... Ya Latif, mashallah. Okay, let's start with the brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
If a person has been wounded seriously and is feeling pain, so the medical doctors, they tell mercy killing. They give him an injection, so is it allowed?
Okay. Mercy killing is known as euthanasia. And this is forbidden in the majority of Muslim and non-Muslim countries. It was, if I'm not mistaken, permitted with conditions in Holland, but worldwide, it is completely prohibited. And people are saying, yes, it's permissible. Some say it's not. Muslims have no doubt at all. It goes without saying. You are not entitled to commit euthanasia. And you have no right to kill someone, even if he is in the greatest levels of pain. Because this is a test from Allah. So the patient has no right in saying, please kill me. Because if he is killed according to his request, this is suicide. The doctors and the nurses are not also permitted to do such a crime because this is taking away a life, even if he's in pain and agony, and Allah knows best.
Is it permissible for a law-abiding citizen to take the law in his hand? Because he tried every legal possible things to get justice, so but he's not able to get it. And in many of the non-Muslim countries, happens so that they, if he's a Muslim, the front party is a Muslim, they fail to give him the justice just because he's a Muslim.
The answer is still no. If every person took the law into his hands, we would be living in a jungle. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal ordered us to ask the people of knowledge. That is why Allah appointed rulers and appointed judges. So you have to go through the normal channels. Hypothetically, you were not given your right. Now, I have to judge you as an individual. How would I guarantee that you're not making things up or hallucinating or thinking that this is your right when it's not? So imagine every lunatic coming and saying, yeah, this is my car. He thinks and believes that it's car. And the registration is in my name. I paid for it. I took it from the factory. But he's a lunatic. He still considers it to be his car. If he takes matters into his own hands, and he takes matters into his own hands, we would not be living in a community or a society. We would be living in a jungle. And that is why Allah, the Almighty, forbids this. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, ask Allah for what is yours and do what you're obliged to do. So if I'm a teacher in a school, I have to do what I'm obliged to do, teach and do my business. Now, if the government is not giving me medical care, this does not allow me to go and say, I'm not going to teach today's class. No, this is something I have to fulfill because it's my obligation. My rights, I ask Allah to grant them to me.
As it is mentioned in the Quran that Allah doesn't burden the soul more than it can bear. So one may say that because he was not able to bear the pain, that's why he committed suicide. So what do you got to say with that?
The answer is Allah Azza wa Jal does not burden a soul more than it can bear. And this pain that was inflicted upon that injured person is among the pain that he can bear. Allah does not burden a soul, meaning that Allah does not tell you to fly. If Allah orders us to fly, we would say Allah is burdening us beyond our capability. See, this cannot be measured. Someone in the middle of Ramadan says, oh, I'm thirsty, my throat is dry, this is beyond my ability to bear. Allah does not burden me. Blah, 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 blah. This is not possible. Whatever Allah tells you to do, you have to do to the best of your ability. Pray standing up. I can't. I'm sick. Pray sitting down. I can't. My back is broken. Pray lying on your side. But no one would come and say, I will not pray. Why? Because this is too much. So Allah does not test you or burden you with something you cannot bear.
Sheikh, what if the judge, he himself is a witness for any crime? And if a witness is produced to him, that one witness, he requires a second witness. Can he say that, okay, I myself is a witness second?
The judge cannot witness in his own trial because he has to be objective. But if this is the case, they can go to another judge. This would be the logical thing because even if the judge saw a crime happen in front of him, he cannot say, okay, I am the witness, I am the judge, and by the way, I have a part-time job, I'm the executioner as well. So just to make money, you know, ends meet. No, a judge is a judge, but he cannot use his knowledge. This is why the Prophet himself, alayhi salam, never used his own knowledge, though he knew the hypocrites, but he's a judge. He cannot use this information, inside information, if you wish, to use against these people. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh.